we're on Tes Amud Aleph. Tes Amud Aleph, in the middle of the final halacha. We brought a riot at Perek Mikvah Shem Lamaso itself on the truma that he took off, since the Rabbanim was viewing it as not really being truma. Okay, Tanina de Basra. Now, in the end of this mission, the in tamim midavash nigmar malakto, adavash alod nigmar malakto. In tamim, so there's a difference between Acha L'Sha'avar, it says Im Talmudu Matan Truma, so L'Sha'avar means to the other, but L'Kapsila Im Talmim, whereas Acha Afilu L'Kapsila, which says in the case of Talmim Shemen Al Hazazim or Yain Al Ha'anavim, over there, even though it's not, certainly not Nigma Malakam in the same way, nonetheless, it says even the Katsila, you can be torn from the yayin. Isn't that a problem? I know, if you're going to try to tell me, well, it's different, midavash nigma malachtam, so you'll try to say, okay, we're talking over there that you're being torn from things that you are, the last case, where you intend to take them now to be doreh. So over there, if you're going to be Doresh, then indeed they're not considered to be Nasa Malakta. But if you're going to make them the Tzimukim, then it is considered to be the Nigma Malakta. But the problem is, Vataminan Aparev Vatzimukim Vakaruvim, Mishi Yamid Arema. Says over there, talking about what is the point at which something becomes chayav to take off maaser, which is called the Goren HaMaaser. So it says certain things become now chayav and maaser after they reach the stage. It was talking about the Anavim. They have to become now Timukim. So you see that as long as they're not Timukim, they're not chayav and maaser, because it's not Nigmar Malachtan. If it's not Nigmar Malachtam, why is it mutter, even the Chatzila, to take wine off as truma for grapes, because you're going to make them Timukim? And here it says, only if they're made Timukim is it Nigmar Malachtam. So explain that. Says Rabbi Yossi ben Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak ben Loza, ein lecha asur, midavash Nigmar Malachtam, midavash lo Nigmar Malachtam, Elagoran Vyekev Dovad. There's a tremendous difference between the cases. When we're talking about what is considered to be Gmar Malacha Lagabe Echiyav of Meiser, fine, that means total Nigmar Malacha. When we're talking about our special Malacha, of not to be pouring on Nigmar, on something which was Nigmar Malacha, or something which wasn't, the basis of it is the Torah. The Torah says you should take a Dogan min Agoran from Alaya min Ayekev, right? And that means that you have to take Yekev on Yekev, which means don't take out Yekev on something which might still be Yekev. Okay, so on nothing that is going to be put into the Yekev, that indeed is also, but on nothing anyway, there's not going to be any Yekev. You can't call that Yekev by any stretch of the imagination. So in terms of their own self, the Nigmar Malachim. Yes, but in other words, what we thought all along of is that Nigmar Malachim means that for some reason, it's some kind of magic halacha, that unless it has reached the final stage, the end stage of its development, which of course in terms of raisins is to be dried out and now ready for packaging, so then it's considered to be loading Mermelaka. You can prove that from Meister, but that's called loading Mermelaka. Now we're coming to explain, really we're using the concept of being Mermelaka in a borrowed sense when it comes to trauma. Because we don't mean each thing in terms of how it's Nigmar Malachim. We mean specifically the Yekev in terms of Nigmar Malachim. In other words, a different type of use. That's what Nigmar Malachim means. Something which is Mi'u'ad for the use, which is going to be wine. Then it has to be a similar level of Nigmar Malachim. So you're going to be taking off the grapes, and you're going to take off grapes on grapes. If you want to take wine, you're going to take off wine on wine. Because it's Minayaka. But if it's not Minhag Yekev at all, then we have no problem. This is basically Nigmar Malacha. It's in a Yekev. It's never going to get any closer to the Yekev than it is now, even though it's not dried out yet. And therefore, it's no cash. Let's be monitoring. Now, when we say that you're taking off Truma, so you want to now take off Shemen on Zaytun, right? You're going to be taking off Yayin on Aviv. So you said the case over there is, you change your mind, right? And you're not going to be eating then. Okay. So do you go Lefi Shamnan? You go according to the oil. So in other words, let's say you had the Chatila 500 right? Of pure olives that you were going to be putting into your press. Now those were only going to produce 200 of oil. Now you change your mind. So now what do you take out? You take out the chapila, the same amount that you were going to take out before. You have to take it out, in other words, lefi, the shemen that would have come out. So that means you've got to be taking out the 1/50th of the 200 is what you've got to be taking out. You have to take out 4 stone. Or do we say, now I change my mind. So therefore, lefi yachlan. Or maybe now we have to take out kinega and everything. Right? We'll have to take out also now for the part that I was taking off the achila separately, according to the larger size now of what I'm going to be eating. I say, either he'll say, what I can learn this out is from Hilfi. Hilfi was one of the Tanoim that said over Bryce. And what he said was like this. Rebbe Omer, Lefi Shamnan, Rebbe Shem Gamaliel Omer, Lefi Ochlan. Avolo Al Garhinehem. So there's a machlokas, he refers to Shukas, but there's a machlokas where you go according to the Shemen, and you go according to the actual diet. We do not include, however, the Garini crop. Everybody wrote on that. Akolo di the Kilusin, Shein Tornim, Lefi Oklam, Avolo Al Garhinehem. So Kuksin, which are lousy olives that are never used for pressing. So over there you certainly would go only for the food value, not for the oil value. Rebbe Chananya boy, the op Indian Shabbos came. He wanted to know, is the Machlokas Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel also Megabe Hotzah the same way? In other words, normally the Shir of Hotzah is Megabe, the usage, standard usage for the thing. So would they also be clear like that according to Shimon Gamliel you go only according to the amount of Shemen that you ultimately would have produced? So you're talking about oil, the Shir is always a Reviyah. If it's oil, it's a Reviyah. So you're thinking out Zaytun, it would have to be Zaytun. Today, La Sotni and Reviyah Shemen. Because he's saying you go both to the oil in the end. And then according to Rebbe, we would say no. Take a look what it is now. You go according to Isaiah. Isaiah and the Kazaiah would be the Shir. So what would be the thing? Tony, Rebbe Omer, Bereviyah. So it indeed it says that there is a machlokas. And Rebbe holds it as sacrilegious. It goes according to the shear in which you have a significant amount of oil. We also can show from our Mishnah the same halacha. Because how did the Sayyid Allah had the son of Negotia? Zaytun al zaytun vu atid lekochan, anavim al anavim vu atid ledorchan. Truma miyarzor viyitron. Now Rebbe said that you have to go ahead and take truma because you took off to something that was going to be dolu. Vitamina mi shetaram shemen al zaytun la achila, or Zaytun al Zaytun l'Akila, or Yayin al Anavim l'Akila, or Anavim al Anavim l'Akila, the Nimlach the Dorf, and in a third class of the Litra, it makes a Nimlach. So does that not make it clear? Allah Nimlach, Truma, the Yachzor, the Yitron. You see from over here clearly in our Mishnah that the din is, even if you take Minadeh, you change your mind, you would not have to take it off. Only if you're Nimlach. But the image of Shem Reb Shimon ben Laki said, "The nechshav lachem etumatchem kedagan min hadoren," which means that we can learn out from the din of trumas maaser, because that's what I thought you said. So mimashu mitaveh את בני לוי לתרום מן הגמול, we see over here by Shulmas Maisa that it says it should be kedugim min hagoyim. It's interesting because all of the things that we've been learning out in terms of what you're supposed to be makbid on here, even Nigma Malacha, we learn out from Shulmas Maisa, not from Shulma itself. And yet the main halakha, which is not to take it off the meat of the Mishkal of the Minyan, we don't, that we say that they remain totally separate. So over here, it says kedugim min hagoyim, that means like the same as Truma Gedola. Truma Gedola, kedugim min hagoyim. So that means that in the same way that we have our halakha taking dafka min hagomur, so too, Trumas Maaser can only be taken off if it's something that's nigmar malakta. So Hada Amra, this teaches us therefore, in Natano Shibolim, if you had given over to a lady Shibolim, Ma'asrotav Ma'aser. So what happened over here, of course, this is the halakha we've had so many times, that a lady, she's Dima, the Shibolim, you give over the Ma'aser before it ever becomes Chayav and Truma. Now that lady goes, and since it was never Yidgan, because he took it while it was still the Shibolim before it was created, and he takes up Truma's Ma'aser. If it takes off Truma's Maaser, there's no longer a chiyuv of taking off Truma. He already passed the chiyuv of Truma. So this means that if he gave it to a lady, he gave the Maaser before, Mu'icha, then he could take off his Maaser, and now he takes off from that the Truma's Maaser. Because if it wouldn't be meaningless, why is it trying to compare Dagan Menadoran, which is a din of Truma Gedola, to the lady's Matana? I mean, what is it saying? Kit Dagan min hagoyim. Just tell me, take off Ma'aser min ha-Ma'aser. What is there meaning to tell me Kit Dagan min hagoyim? The way you would have taken off Truma Gedola, I mean, who cares what you call it? Right? I would tell me Kufa to tell me that there is a time in which a lady also has to know the halacha of only Kit Dagan min hagoyim. Where is that? Must be that he got it before it was Chayav and Truma. So now it's up to him now to be deciding what it is that the truma is. Okay. If it wouldn't be for that, there'd be no point. If it wouldn't be Maaser, if I had a din of Maaser in Shibolim, there would be no point in telling a lady, by the way, don't take off your truma unless you went ahead and were idgam. Doesn't make sense? Okay, so we clear on this? From this, we see that if you give a lady Maaser, that is Maaser even from the Shibolim. Even though, as you saw before, you're only chayav the nigmar malach. But if you give it, it's chal. Okay, so this is what it should say. Hada amra, she'in nasa ma shibali, ma'asotav ma'asya, is what it should say. Yeah. I mean, it's only talking about half of it. We don't know, because it's the other half of the drush. We don't see that your goat say you don't have to take off from that gadol. It's just saying that you see that there's a dinner truma, meaning that he must have gotten it at some point before the decree of the truma. It's calling it kedugim min hagoyim. Kriya barada b'shem Mishlakish. Ma'aser rishon shehikdimo b'shibolim, asur lachol mimeno arai. Since now you gave him b'shibolim, normally before something is nigmar malachtam, there's no problem eating it because it's a product of the arai. But having given it, it becomes awesome. Because giving it itself is machayev it now to be tevel. Once I give it as ma'aser, and I haven't taken off from it ma'aser, it's now tevel. Umatam, because it says, es kotshei b'nei Yisrael lo techalalu v'lo tamusa, referring to ma'aserisha. So it says over there, kotshei b'nei Yisrael. What does that mean? That once you have a chiyuv of Trumas Maaser, it says, lo techal alo. How would you be mechal of it? Obviously only by eating it. That's what the whole context of the process is. Don't eat it before you take off its trumas. So that must mean that however it is that Maaser is chayav, even though it was given to Shibolim, lo techal alo, v'lo tamusa. So then it has a din of tevel right away. This is the Raisa. And if you eat it, so you would actually get malchus for being over, and this is the Raisa, is it for like a smakta that we're learning? Rabbi Ashi and B'Shem Rabbi Yonah. Vasitin Amrakein. Ein Lokin Al Tivlo Dvar Torah. It seems very clear that you don't get Malkus. The Tanina Taman, Tumat Ma'aser, Shabela Bikurim Bishnei Drachim, Lutuma Bishnei Drachim. Truma's Maitre has a certain din, has two ways in which it's similar to Bikurim, and it has two ways in which it's similar to Truma Gedola. Nitelet Minatahar Minata Alatame, Vishalom and Amukha Kibikurim, Vosaret Minagoren, Vyeshla Shiur, Kitruma. So now, what does that mean over here? Oseret Minagoren, that was if you didn't take off Truma's Maitre, it's also right away. Just as it would have been min hadoren if it would have been talking about truma gedola. Now, it says over here also that it has shiur ketruma. What is that supposed to mean? Yesh la shiur ketruma. But it was the same way that you can't make your entire garment truma, is what it means. It has a shiur, meaning there has to be something underneath. The lashon Yerushalmi uses lamata. There's nothing lamata, then it cannot be truma. Because unless you have shiorea nikarin, as the Gemara says, there's something that's left that isn't truma, then it can't be truma. That's not true of bikurim. If you want to give your entire field, then here's my pears that just grew, and bring them in bikurim, that's fine. There's nothing about bikurim that's b'chai of you to leave over something else. So now, Yisroch Memer Oseret Min Agoren, when you're telling me that it's similar to truma and that it's Oseret Min Agoren, you're not allowed to even Min Agoren. So what is that talking about? Lo le'acha mi ruach? Isn't that talking about after mi ruach? That's what goren means. Which is mashma, that it's similar to truma, to be chayev like truma, only when it really is physically similar to truma. Which means that even if you would have taken off shibolim, it would have been usher, perhaps, but that must be only the rabbanim. Because over here in the Mishnah, we're comparing it to truma gedola. We're saying it's usura like truma gedola. Truma gedola is for sure only usher, not kriyev. Because there's nothing that's kovea is against achilas arayis until it's idgan. You see clearly it was an esmachta and not a yod rasha. Hadron chamisha v'yishroimu v'lim ha'ed. Perek sheni halacha alef. Ein tamim minat tohor latameh v'im tamu tumatan tuma. You're not allowed to take off even something that's tohor alatameh. Yeah, that should be very nice. What's wrong with that? I'm giving the coin the good part. I'll keep the bad part for myself. I give him the bad part, but he's only going to be able to burn it. No, you can't do this. Now, we'll see. The Gemara is going to bring a pasuk for it. However, almost everybody holds that pasuk to the mark for the Alma. And it's really a gezeira. And the gezeira is based on the din of Ein Tarmin Shalom and Amukah. Shalom and Amukah means you have to have in front of you the thing that you've been throwing on and the thing that you've been throwing with. But if it's an Amukah, you're liable to touch it. And if you touch it, then we've found it all of it. So Mimela, we don't want you to be Torah from Torah on Tame, because in the end you can easily come to be Matame. Nonetheless, of course, in Tamu, Shumatan Shumam. Obviously, since over here it's only a Hashash Bihama, so if you were Tarin, it was certainly going to be a good Torah, Shuma. The Emetamu, Gemara before it said Kol Benet Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, although not everybody believes that's meant literally Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Halacha Moshe Mitzinai we find used, as the Rosh explains in Chagiga. Halacha Moshe Mitzinai means that it's Eisen, as if it's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. But in any event, it certainly means that it's Halacha Muskemet, that the Emet Amru Ha'igush Abreilash Mitzmanik Tato. If you have now a fig cake, press fig. But each fig is a separate entity. And so, it's not going to be the time from one fig to the other, even though they're touching each other. If you touch one fig, you have an ego shadrela, the next fig on, even though on the surface, or shadrela, but they're all connected, they're not really connected. And therefore, only one would be coming. However, they're sticky, but they're not sticky with things that are... Yeah, but it's not the chut of something that's metame. No, it's not lachut, it's water. It's fruit juice. Fruit juice isn't metame. So therefore, if it's an ego, so vela, where part of it is tame, part of it is tohar, then tarem and atar shesh vela tame shesh. Well, there's no problem. Because over there, when it's a shayach, the thing will make you, here's one of the mukha, you can't get more mukha from this anyway. It's already touching as much as it can. Same thing would be true about an Akudash al Yerek, where you have your Akot that are tied together. You don't untie it, separate it, and then say, okay, now I'll take off two separate Trumas from the Tamei and the Tar. It's exactly the same thing. If they're tied together in Aguda, it's also already enough. That's for all intents and purposes we're going to make exactly on such a thing. And even an Arema, that's the Pella. You have a pile of grain, it's not in a container, it's just sitting a pile of grain on the floor. And you have some grain that's Tamei and some grain that's Tar. You put the Tamei stuff to the right and the Tar stuff to the left. It's awesome. You say, okay, so split it. No. Once it's already piled together, there's no there of not taking off in a part of the tummy. So you have your red grains are coming and your brown grains are gone. Shmea gudot. Shmea limot. Chakor, chatmea. However, if it's still two separate things, then lo yitrom is alta. Remember the yezrom there? Tormim and alta are. There's no problem to chalal taking off the good part, basically. So even if you he doesn't hold this whole gezeira. I mean, if you want to go ahead and give him tar, that's wonderful. So there, it's okay. Ain tamim and atamei ala tahar. The in taram shogei trumato truma. If you didn't realize it, then okay, might as well. Meged lo asav lo klum. But if you did it the mazit, then you weren't yotze at all. This, of course, is all amid rabbanan, and they were machmir. They said you cannot use it at all. The same thing is true of the ben Levi. Shoyalo ma'aser teva. He had, like we had in the Gemara many times, he had like a whole pile of ma'aser, and wherever he goes, he figures he'll take off his trumas ma'aser from that pile. And then, you know, maybe when the whole pile is already trumas, you'll give the whole thing to a Kohen. That's very, very convenient. Instead of what you're going to schlep around every place you go, you're going to get a little bit of mice, you're going to have to schlep wherever he goes, you're going to have to schlep around the trumas. So instead, he'll take off trumas there, and he'll eat his entire mice. There, he didn't realize that it became tamei. So if he was mafish b'hai, like, simply shogeng masha sasri, made it laws of all he knew the Chatzimut was coming. Then we have the same gezeira on him. Rabbi Yehuda, he knew he was there bringing the Chatzimut. Half of him who shogeg laws of all kol. By the way, when we're talking about a shogeg, we mean the guy never knew, not that he forgot. He knew that already it's called, you cannot use it even yet. A similar case is somebody who does any table is tailing on shop. So if he does this for shogeg, you can use them on Shabbos. Shtamish b'hem. But made it lo yishtamish b'hem. Hamaaser v'amevashel b'Shabbos. Now here already we get into the Shaila, which is something that would be a right, but it's seeking kli for a book. Here you went ahead and you mamish, you cook on Shabbos. So there, we know there's a three-way machlok in the Gemara. And then there's a three-way machlok about what the three-way machlok is and what the sheets are. But anyway, so here we just have Rabbi Meir Shita, then a Mavasha B'Shabbos B'Shogeg Yochal, Mezid Lo Yochal, which is not agreed by all, not the way we thought to use. So Anotea B'Shabbos Shogeg Yekayin, Mezid Yakor, something that you're going to have Hanoah from afterwards. You planted a tree, now the tree's going to keep growing from the planting that you did B'Shabbos. So there we have Knas, it has to be Okarit. Will be shviyat bain b'shogeg bain b'mezid yakor, which is a problem. Why are we more machmir when it comes to shviyat? And the Gemara will discuss what the difference is between them. Where's the Gemara? Where are we up to here on the dot? No. Ein tamim v'not tahor. I hope I can still hold out. I'm sort of winding down after a very long night. Ein tamim v'not tahor ala tamei. Says with the opening became Rabbi Yonah, this is why some say that this is even the right. The darshan is from the pasuk that it says by Trumas Meiser bin Nechshav lachem Trumatchem kedagan min agorin uchimleha min hayekev. So now that means we're saying that the Trumas Meiser should be the same as the Trumah Gedeah. So my yekev he ebshar, we should say. Just like an ekev, a yekev is impossible to make mixas of tummy, a mixas of Torah, because it's a liquid which is makabal tuma. So by definition, if some of it is tummy, then obvious all of it is going to be tummy. and it's impossible to be torn from one or the other. So therefore, here too, you will apply the same thing when it comes to truma. Taking off now your truma, you cannot take it off. This, even though, obviously over here it's separate reasons, you could say, okay, over there the reason is because it happens to be physically one. Over here it's physically two. Nonetheless, the Torah is coming to teach us something. The Torah is coming to teach us even a case in which it would be possible, theoretically, to be have separate components from the Torah, for the separate unit. But it's telling you not to view it that way. Or you have to look at one element of being Torah, one element of being Torah requiring a separate truma, just as if it were a yekeh. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, so then it's a diraisa. Then they ask, well, yeh truma, say truma. Why are you saying then that it's that the evidence is truma? Says in our mission, it's truma. How do you explain that? Well, you see, because it says over here, see, the kol advarim. Since it says truma over here, the kol advarim lemedim umalam. Normally, when we have a drasha teaches about itself, and it also teaches whatever it's referring to, like over here. Talking about Truma's Maishan, it's telling us something about the nature of the Truma Gedol. So Truma's Maishan, I mean, Da'a Truma Gedola, Shalote Nitelet Min Atahar and Atameh, Vigni Nitelet Min Atahar and Atameh. So over here, the Truma's Maishan, over here, is coming to tell me that it's a Milamedet, and it teaches to other things, but in itself is not a Milmedet, it's not a Limeda. Right, because what it's telling me over here is you cannot take Torah Tameh because that's referring to Truma's Maishan, the next Shalmah. But it itself is not Lameda. So in other words, it itself, the Diyavet, it is Nitelus Minat Torah Ala Tameh. Why? That sounds a little strange. There's Reb Yossi, B'Shem Kitzchin, Reb Yonah, B'Shem Reb Yonah, because of the Mimena. When a Satan Nasata Mimenu et Trumat Hashem, the Aharon HaKohen, which means Asei Sheyinatnu LaAharon HaKohen. It says over here, give it in such a way that he can utilize it as if he were Aharon HaKohen, meaning while he's doing HaKohenato, while he's doing his Kohuna, he's going to be working the Beit HaMikdash, which means that he's Tahar. Give it to him in a way that he can eat it while he's a Kohen. Otherwise, what do you have to say? You know that it's given to the Shevet of the Kohuna. But that is Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen represents the reality of the Kohuna, the Avodah of the Kohuna. And if you are coming to tell me, see to it that it goes directly to a Kohen B'Tahar HaKohen. Kahan Omer, Mikol Chelbo et Yukdasho Mimen. It's Tol Min HaMekudash Shabo. What it's telling me over here is that you should take from the Mekudash, meaning the Torah on it is more holy. And therefore, you're able to we're talking over here, it's Masas over here, but the reason that we don't want to make even a B'nieved is because, since it's different, as we'll see, that it's taking Shalom and Amukah, obviously, that was the whole thing of Ben Lazy, that he's going to be taking off Trumas Maisa, based on Maisa, he had somewhere else. So we gave it a completely different din. Because Trumat Maaser Limda of Trumat Gedola, Shehi Nitelet Min Amukah, Mehi Nitelet Shalom Min Amukah. The Torah teaches us the Din Amukah by Trumat Maaser. Because it says from there, Minasata Mimenu. Mimenu means it has to be from within it. It's right next to it. Whereas when it comes, and for that we actually pass it by the Trumat Gedola. Masha'in came, she herself is taken Shalom and Amukah. Why? Meaning Tel Shalom and Amukah. Why? Meaning Shalom and Amukah? Because it says Mikol Ma'asrotechem Tarimu. So what's that Mikol Ma'asrot? What would I think some type of mitzvah that I have this book there is kosher without taking Shalom and Amukah? Well, which one? The one that I like, the one that I don't like. Well, what's it saying? Obviously what it's saying is wherever you have mitzvah, whether it's Echad the Yehuda, Echad the Galil, Tarimu Truma, one Truma. So that comes to tell me, Truma Maaser. That's just Linda. So this is Dr. this one. But Truma Gedola, The Truma Gedola is taken only Menamu's house. So in other words, what we have over here is a strange situation in which all of the Limudim are being learned from what appears by Truma's Maitre, and yet on each one of them we have a reason to say that we're going to apply it only to Truma Gedola because of the Shavlokan to Gedolgan Minadoran. And in the same way we saw that the Torah was machalic between Truma Gedola and Truma's Maitre for Shalom and Amukha, we darshan. So that's teaching us this pasuk is meant to be read as if it's teaching me the dinim of Truma Gedola, not as if it's teaching me the dinim of Anatol. Very strange kind of drasha. So in other words, it applies only to the things which is hukashtu, but not to the things about which it's hukashtu. Yeah, I think I'm ahead of it.